This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
We've got Tevin Mack coming up, a former Clemson basketball player. He's on this TBT tournament, which gets cranked up this weekend. And Wes, we decided to mess around, and we kind of divvied up teams here. All right. So before you see these and go ballistic, understand certain people had responsibilities for certain teams. And if you're upset with these teams, we will tell you who put them together. Because I don't want to be taking heat for some of these teams, which I just think, I don't know. But we'll get into it. So we kind of played fantasy basketball with ACC teams, right? That's kind of what we did here. You could go back as far as you want, bring these dudes in their prime to put together your quote-unquote fantasy ACC TBT team. That's kind of what we did here.
And this is yet another exercise that is completely subjective, right?
Totally subjective. And I'm sure no matter what team you follow in the ACC, you're going to probably see this list and go, who put that together? Well, we'll let you know if you like it or not. So we warn you before we unveil some of these teams coming your way, ACC style.
Okay. Now, when we did this, when I put together a handful of them, I elected to do it kind of by position, two guards, two forwards, and a center. My partner here put together a team without regard to position, correct?
This is fantasy basketball. This is, I've got the ball. I want five dudes to beat your five guys. On your mark, get set, go. All right, so we just warn you before we get started how this whole thing got put together.
Thanks. I'm glad you said that. Now, if we could just get the social media team, Krista and Vance, to put subjective somewhere on their tweet, that'd be good.
No, that's not happening. No. Okay. Let's not bother the social media folks. They're busy.
All right. Here we go. In order, I took Carolina. Yeah, why not, right? So when I started with the Tar Heels, I went Phil Ford, Michael Jordan, Larry Miller, who time has forgotten how great he was, Pack. Antoine Jameson and Tyler Hansbrough. How's that?
I will just say this, Wes. It's kind of hard to go wrong with whatever combination you want from a certain number of these schools. This is one of them. So you may say, well, I would rather have X as opposed to Y. That's all fine and good, but it's hard to argue any five that you throw on from North Carolina. Got to be honest with you.
Yeah. I know there's no James Worthy. I understand that, but I also understand that I got to have Psycho T because if you've watched the TBT, I know there's no Sam Perkins, but I got to have some of the edge that Hansbrough brought. I want Antoine Jameson's flexibility. I want Larry Miller because Larry Miller went and got buckets on people. And then I want Phil Ford and Michael Jordan because I want Phil Ford and Michael Jordan. Right.
Like I said, it's hard to go wrong with that five. You know what? You could probably put together, I don't know, 10 North Carolina teams and go, that's a pretty good looking group you got rolling into town there. So, yeah, I got no issue with that.
Yeah. I'm going to guess the bench wouldn't stink either.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you could go 10. You can have 10 UNC teams and go, boy, I'll tell you what, who's going to beat those guys? Well, maybe the next group of light blue that comes walking through the tunnel here. So I don't have an issue with that. Let's go to Duke next.
Duke, another school where you could have about 12 combinations, right?
Yep.
I went fairly modern on this. No Mike Lewis, no Randy Denton, no Bob Verga, no Jack Marin, no Steve Vasindak. But I took Bobby Hurley, J.J. Redick, Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, and the G-Man. I just think you got to have the post presence that the G-Man brings to the table. Score and rebound, but I know the TBT is a shooters event, and I got shooters. I got shooters all over the floor on this one.
The only one, again, did you put this together out of just curiosity's sake? Was this your team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I did Carolina, Duke, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Florida State.
All right. So No Zion, huh? In a game like this, you don't think Zion would have been pretty good in the TBT matchup? I think he'd have been pretty good.
Sure, Zion would have been good, but again, I wanted Christian Laettner, I wanted Grant Hill. No offense to Zion. Zion's got to play in the NBA. He's a current NBA guy, and the TBT, I don't think, has current NBA guys, do they? Macri may tell me different on this. But I didn't want any current NBA guys. Redick, however, breaks that law because he's on the Pelicans. In fact, he's on Zion's team, so I just broke that rule.
Right. I was just going to say, to my knowledge, I haven't seen the Hornets play lately. They're probably available to play. So I would have had Zion on that team. If for any reason alone, everybody guarding would go, oh, gosh, who's got Zion? I mean, Duke, North Carolina, some of these schools, you could go 10 deep with teams. I would have had Zion on the starting five.
Have you seen post-quarantine Zion, by the way?
Looks good. In shape. Ready to go.
Oh, my God. All right. Virginia. Now, real question here. Virginia and the TBT. Are we going to play the pack line or are we going to get after it? Because the TBT is more of a pickup game at times, right?
We're getting after it. We're not playing pack line first to six wins. On your mark, get set, go. We want dudes. Now we're getting them down the floor.
All right. So then Singletary, Bryant Stith, Barry Parkhill, DeAndre Hunter, and Ralph Sampson, that would work? Because if we're going to play pack line, I'm going to get Jack Salt to set screens.
No pack line for the TBT. No.
No. All right.
No.
Okay. Oh, there's Ralph. Come on now. How about Ralph? Would he be any good in the TBT pack?
Oh, he'd be good now.
What a monster.
In the TBT. Forgetting his prime. How about tomorrow? He'd be real good. No question. Yeah. All right, let's go to Pitt.
So that's my Cavalier team.
Let's go to Pitt.
Pittsburgh. Now, again, I'm thinking of kind of the collaborative on this. Brandon Knight, Julius Page, bucket getters, Mooney Knight from the early 70s pack, Charles Smith, and Jerome Lane.
Kind of like this team.
Think we could work with those?
Yeah. I mean, I really do. To me, that's kind of an underrated team right there.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I like this team right here.
Bring it home.
And you know what you're getting with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Send it in, Jerome.
Love it.
So
love it.
Not only, and he and Charles Smith were teammates, by the way.
Yeah.
So there you go. We got old guys making plays. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do more. We got Florida State, NC State, Clemson, Wake Forest. Josh Macri went and did Syracuse, and I think Drew Brooks has compiled some Louisville team that we're going to make sure he is completely identified on social media for.
I will tell you up front, I do not like the Louisville team. Just going to tell you, when I saw the list,
I hate it.
Who did this? So if you're a Louisville fan, telling you, it wasn't Wes, it wasn't me. Our team would have looked completely different than what we brought to the table with Louisville.
Yeah. I give Macri a lot of credit, though. He put a lot of orange history into his for Syracuse. Of course, he should. He's a
alum.
Card-carrying member there. So.
Right. I got no problem with that. So some of these teams are better than others.
Tevin Mack coming up. Yep. Tevin Mack coming up with us in a few minutes as well. We'll talk to him about playing in the TBT, the former Clemson star. And we're going to get to some more of these schools and their ultimate TBTs, including the Tigers. We'll do that when Packer and Durham continues in a moment.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Friday, getting you ready for a holiday weekend. Be grilling out there. Some folks heading to the beach, chilling out, doing whatever. But guess what? It's almost time for the TBT. And we're going to have Tevin Mack join us now from the Power of the Paw. There he is. Tevin, what's happening, man? You doing okay?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty good, trying to stay safe as possible.
All right. Speaking of staying safe, explain to everybody what you've been doing since you rolled into town. Speaking of being safe,
Well, they have all the gyms located here, like in the hotel with us. So we don't have to leave the hotel like at all. So we just go downstairs and walk across the way to the gyms. They got four big courts in here, so we just all practice on one of these four courts every day. We kind of just keep everything inside. We got to order food and get food delivered and all that stuff. We can't really leave, so it's a real bubble. So it's been cool so far to kind of experience that a little bit.
Everybody is okay though, right? I know that they've been putting on social media as guys check in and things like that. So basically, you come in and you were telling us during the break you spend 24 hours in your hotel room by yourself. Is that right?
Yeah. Your first 24 hours here is a whole like self quarantine by yourself. You can't leave the room at all. You got to just stay to yourself. And they bring food to you and everything. You can't leave the room like at all. So we were in here for 24 hours and we got our test results back and we all came back negative. So none of us have corona, thank God. And we got to just keep testing, I think, like every other day while we're here to kind of keep track and make sure we don't catch anything. And I think we'll be fine leading up to everything.
Okay.
How crazy has this year been from a basketball perspective with what you have been through, the way it ended? And now, of course, you're getting ready to get cranked up again on a different perspective. But as far as the college career goes with Clemson, walk us through those last couple minutes because that had to be completely upside down.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were at the conference tournament, you know, in Greensboro, of course. And we were getting ready to play Florida State in our second game up there after we already had beat Miami. And they were saying that they were going to have play the game with no fans at first. So we were looking forward to playing, like, with no fans. And so we go out there to, like, warm up for the game and all that stuff, get ready how we normally do. And then we go back in the locker room to go over the scout report that Brownell normally goes over with us before the games. And somebody like pulls him aside and like kind of like you see a look on his face, he looked kind of shocked. And we were kind of trying to figure out what was going on. He told us that if they're going to cancel all the games, there's no more basketball for the rest of the year, like whatever. So that was it, and that was hard for me because it was my last game as a senior. So you know, I wanted to obviously finish it a different way. I never saw that coming like that. So it was really like a huge left turn for me.
And now all of a sudden, here's this opportunity to get involved. Nick Isabella, who's a Clemson alum, put together the Power of the Paw. Majority of the team is made up of former Clemson guys. Elijah Thomas, a lot of guys from the Sweet 16. Dante Grantham's there. You got Marquise Reed. I mean, you guys got a little bit of a squad, but Tevin, you're not getting any respect. You're the 18 seed in this deal. What happened?
Man, I don't even know how that worked out, honestly. I just know they got a lot of other good teams here too. So I'm just, you know, that's how they let the chips stack, and we're gonna go out there and just kind of prove our worth, game after game. That's pretty much our plan. Show some of that Clemson grit that we got from Coach Brownell.
By the way, who else have you seen in this tournament? You said, you know what, that group over there is gonna be pretty good. They're gonna be tough. I mean, there's some really good players here.
It is. As you know, you probably know Joe Johnson's playing in this tournament as well. He's a 7-time NBA All-Star. He's probably the best player here, Joe Johnson. Isaiah Austin, you know, the overseas elite team got a lot of overseas elite guys that are pretty good. It's a few teams here that can compete. The Ohio State team is pretty good as well. So it's going to be a pretty good competitive tournament. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and see where we line up versus everybody else. I'm excited to get going.
Hey, Tevin, I got to be honest with you. I know Jarrett Jack, and Jarrett Jack signed to play with Overseas Elite this week. He ain't never been overseas. Jarrett Jack doesn't know what overseas looks like.
Right. He's been in the NBA for like 12-plus years already.
So
doesn't know what basketball in Estonia looks like. He doesn't know. Jarrett's never been beyond Washington, D.C.
Given the pandemic, Tevin, what's it been like in terms of staying in shape and playing some basketball? I mean, life's been kind of, like I said, life's totally upside down here. So what you been doing in the spare time?
Yeah, well, you know, when I first got home from the COVID pandemic stuff, whatever, I didn't have a gym to get into for like a month. So I kind of took like a month off from basketball. I wasn't working out because I couldn't work out. I was just kind of like running, trying to stay in shape with my cardio and stuff like that. And I finally was able to find a gym back in my hometown, and I've been in the gym pretty much every day since then for about the last like month and a half, 2 months. So it's been pretty consistent for me lately. But you know, we had a mini camp here last week with our TBT team, or in Charlotte with our TBT team, a mini camp, and that was pretty good to get some of the guys like back in shape, getting up and down, and that kind of got us ready to give us a little boost, get a jump start for this tournament here.
All right, so Tevin, you guys get going tomorrow against what's it called? Armored Athlete is the group at 2 o'clock on Sunday on ESPN2. Yeah, so, and that team has like Scotty Machado, who is an Iona guy, and some other talented guys on it. But it's $1 million winner take all, Tev. It's $1 million for the team if you guys win this thing. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a lot on the line. So I'm pretty sure guys gonna go out there and give it all we got. It's definitely a high stake tournament. So I'm gonna go out there and just try to ball out and see what we can do.
All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Wes and I were just messing around, kind of doing some fantasy TBT teams for the ACC. I'm gonna let you put a Clemson team together, and you cannot include anybody on your team or anybody you played with. All right, I'm going to put you right on the spot. You can go as far back as you want.
Okay, so nobody on my team now, though, right?
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay, at point guard, I'm going T-Mac. I'm going Boogie, point guard. At the two, probably have to go probably Cliff Hammond. Mm. Cliff Hammond, he was good at Clemson.
Ooh.
At the three, I'll probably have to go Let me see. At the three, not on my team now. Probably Jerron Blossom game. He was good at Clemson. Mm. At the four, that's tough. At the four, I'm going to go recent years. I didn't really see anybody else play
Horace Grant.
Legend. Horace Grant. Gotta have Horace on there. And maybe one more. If I could just imagine. Maybe Sharon. Sharon Wright.
All right. Well, go Sharon Wright. Okay. You went one more old school. I went more old school than that, but that's okay. I like that list.
What do you think?
Yeah. I'll give you my Clemson team right now. You ready? I'm going to give it to you.
Let me hear it.
Now, I'm not worried about guards or forwards or centers. I'm just coming with pure talent. All right.
Okay.
Horace Grant. All right. You can't go wrong with Horace. He's going to hit somebody in the nose, too. And that's the other thing. I'm coming with some power. And some no nonsense, because I'm not going to be some lip for $1 million. There's going to be people talking smack. So I'm bringing some enforcers, all right? So I'm going, all right, Horace Grant. I'm going Eldon Campbell. I don't know if you remember Eldon Campbell. I'm going size. All right. I'm going Tree Rollins, big old Tree Rollins from 100 years ago.
Heard of him.
Larry Nance, jumping 6'10. All right. So I got four big no nonsense dudes. And then I'm bringing in Iker Iturbe. Do you even know who that is?
I don't.
No, he has no idea.
Let me tell you who that is. He's the guy at the ACC tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina, before you were born, that got talked to by the legendary Dean Smith. And Dean Smith, the head coach of the Tar Heels, said something about Iker Iturbe, move your feet. And Rick Barnes was the coach of the Tigers. Rick Barnes took exception to it, and you know what, Tevin? There was almost a fist fight at midcourt in Greensboro between Rick Barnes and Dean Smith because of an Iker Iturbe. So I'm thinking I'm going to go with size, and then I'm bringing in a dude that's not from around here that has got a nasty streak to him. So I'm just going to figure, hey, we're going to take this thing to the streets. We're playing for $1 million. I'm bringing a bunch of tough guys in there. So that's exactly what I brought in there. I could have brought in Skip Wise or Stan Rome or Boogie and all those guys at guard, but I want a bunch of tough dudes in this tournament.
Yeah. I like your philosophy. That's a good philosophy. You got to be hard nosed guys.
Yeah. Tevin, I'm gonna be real with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Packers team would foul out in the first 10 minutes. All five cats would be gone in 10 minutes.
I can see that happening. Yeah. That's a big lineup.
Guess what? That's exactly what happened with Rick Barnes. I think that game at North Carolina ended up with four dudes left and everybody else had filed out. But, you know, we're coming into one of these make-it-take-it million-dollar deals. We got no referees protecting anybody. We're coming in there to wear somebody out. That was my mindset.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Tevin, we wish you a lot of luck. Sunday night, 9 o'clock, ESPN2, Clemson's Power of the Paw. Mostly Tigers on that team get started. Stay safe, stay well. Great player for the Tigers. Appreciate what you did for ACC basketball. Look forward to following you in the TBT this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Good luck. Stay safe.
You bet. Take care. Tevin Mack, that was a fun visit. Appreciate him. I know Tiger fans will be watching. By the way, Boston College has got a team in there. I talked about Jarrett Jack playing for Overseas Elite. Syracuse, Boeheim's Army is back. I mean, we talked to Eric Devendorf a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they got guys, they're ready to roll too. So there's a lot of ACC basketball presence, if you will, on the TBT that starts tomorrow on the ESPN family of networks.
I just got a note from Tim Bure, all right? And Tim Bure wrote, and of course he just joined us yesterday, talking about the 50-year anniversary of the Paul, speaking of the power of the Paul. He says, right. Pack, if your Notre Dame team doesn't have Austin Carr, your show has lost all credibility. Now, I responded to Bure by saying we lost all credibility years ago, so that's not a, you know, we're not fazed by that one iota. So I said, I'll tell you what, you send me your Notre Dame team and we will announce it. So I can give it to you now or we can wait. All right, we'll wait.
Let's wait. We're going to the break. We'll come back. We're going to do the rest of these. We're going to do Florida State, NC State, Clemson, Wake, Syracuse. I don't know if we're going to announce Drew Brooks' Louisville team.
I'm embarrassed.
And Tim Bure's Notre Dame roster.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for Louisville. All right, we'll come back, finish up the TBT rosters. Last half hour of Packer and Durham's on the way next here on ACC Network.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
Packer and Durham, 844-SAY-ACCN. Tevin Mack, Lexi Joseph, EJ Manuel, Lena Beard, solid lineup today. Good folks. Enjoying all those conversations.
TBT Strong.
TBT gets cranked up this weekend, as we pointed out, but we are going to continue our fantasy ACC TBT teams.
Yeah. Florida State is next on this list. And the Noles, I went a little old and new school with it. You don't like my Noles team, huh?
I'm not. I thought this would be a better team. Got to be honest with you. Got to be honest.
All right. Bobby Surra, Michael Snare, Mr. Big Shot for the Noles. Ron King and Reggie Royals off their 1972 NCAA tournament team that played in the national championship. And Dave Cowens, maybe the greatest player in Florida State history, Pack. I mean, I chose Bobby Surra as the point guard, not Sam Cassell. That would be the only argument I think most would have.
Sam Cassell has to be on this team. You know why, Wes? You just heard it from Tevin.
Because of the wine and cheese comment.
No. Because there's going to be some, in this deal, $1 million at stake, there's going to be some chirping. This is not, you know, three referees going to protect some bigs inside routine, yada, yada, yada. No, we're taking this to the street a little bit. There's going to be a little edge to it. You know, you got to have some guys that are going to talk and chirp a little bit. That's what I like about this thing. So Sam Cassell now, not only did he have the skill, but he'd let you know about it. He'd give you a little of this, which I kind of like in a game like this.
Mark, Ron King set a standard for the ACC legends at the basketball tournament one year when he came out head to toe, including a chapeau in mustard gold suit. You don't think Ron King wouldn't talk trash?
He would, but I'm not questioning Ron King. I'm saying that Sam Cassell needs to be on this list. You know, I would love for Leonard Hamilton to give us his five. I would love to see how close his five would be to that five.
All right. Maybe this is an exercise, you know, where we get each coach next year when we do the basketball tip-off. We get each coach to give us their school's best starting five.
Yeah, and this is going to be under the premise that, you know, you don't get them that, oh, you know, like one of the participants of putting teams together just said, Pack, your team would be in the nursing home. Oh, he said this is in their prime. Right? I'm, you know, if that were the case, you'd just bring a bunch of guys that just graduated, for crying out loud. I mean, so I would love to hear Leonard Hamilton's five.
All right. Well, why don't we hear Mark Packer's NC State five, because you're next.
Ooh, Wolfpack in the house. Another one of those teams you could go deep. You could go deep on this list. You have to have, number one, Dennis Smith Jr. Is he perfect for this or what? Look at this group now. Dennis Smith, Julius Hodge, Thurl Bailey, David Thompson, and just because I love the name and it was kind of more my era, is either Kenny Carr or Hawkeye Whitney. I went Hawkeye Whitney. There's my five from the red and white of NC State. I went a little bit multi-era with you, but if you didn't have 44 on there, you don't know what you're talking about. Just telling you right now. 44 to cause a problem. And I could have gone with Derek Wittenberg, no Sidney Lowe, Burleson. I could have done all that, but you know what? I kind of went multi-era, right. And that's why I try to take care of everybody here. Boom. Look at that. Smith would be great.
Yeah. You just want Dennis Smith for the dunks.
Of course. Listen, it's my team. Now, if you're an NC State fan, you say, oh, Pac, that team stinks. That's fine. I'll say the same thing to the people that went crazy on the all-decade team. Hey, come up with your five, man. Just come up with your five. I'm good either way. But I like that five from NC State now.
All right. Wake Forest is next. Again, old school, new school. I covered a lot of ground for you on this one. Chris Paul. Ooh, Charlie Davis. Come on, Pack. Josh Howard. Rod Griffin. And Tim Duncan. Can you win with that, Pack?
You could. I thought Billy Packer would be on there. Lenny Chapel.
Dickie Hemrick.
Gilbert McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go.
Lee Foy.
Would Billy talk trash? Lee Foy. Eddie Payne.
Yeah.
Jerry Schellenberg.
There
Skip Brown.
There you go.
Cal Stamp.
Yeah.
Would we have enough trash talking on that team for you? Would that trash talk be okay with that group right there?
Yes. But I tell you what, now, there's one guy on there that I would have had to have, though. It's kind of like the other team we talked about with Duke. There's one at Wake I thought that would make the cut.
Okay.
Randolph Childress. Just, you talk about shooters, scores. The Wake Forest team's pretty good now. Just saying. I think Randolph would have been lighting them up like a Christmas tree. What I think.
All right. Next on the list is Syracuse. And quite frankly, we are not worthy to pick this team. And that's why it is according to Josh Macri. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to this show Josh Macri for his explanations.
Yeah.
And so, summations.
Right. So this was very easy for me. The only one that I struggled with was that second guard. I couldn't decide whether... I'm going to get in trouble. My nose is uncovered here. I couldn't decide whether to go with Jerry McNamara or the general, Sherman Douglas. But the front court was very easy, and you got to have Dave Bing in there, without question.
Boy. No Pearl. Where's Pearl?
Yeah.
Where's Pearl?
Man.
Pearl, that was a tough one to omit.
Golly, Pearl Washington in his prime in this game? Yowza. I don't know how you leave him off.
What about Akeem Warwick?
Over Derek Coleman?
Akeem Warwick.
No.
What about Rafael Addison?
No.
Tell you what, man. Syracuse is another one of those schools we
what
keep talking
Jim
about.
Lee?
You could have gone three or four deep easy on the Cuse now. Easy. Oh. Easy.
What about Jim Lee, Louis Orr?
Louis Orr, maybe.
But, you know,
there are only five spots here, Wes.
Hey, we got to get you
This is what causes the problem.
Hey, Macri, we got to get you a real mask, man. Like. What's going on with the mask? I mean, you know, Brooks comes in here. His mask looks like it's custom fit. You come in here, look like you found it on the street. What's going on there?
What's the story there?
It's a loose-fitting mask, so it's a little bit more comfortable. High on comfort, low on safety, because every time my mouth moves, the nose comes up. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
I don't know. Let find a mask that works. Maybe I'm just me. I don't know.
Hey, Pack, how about the terminology? Let's get this stitched on a pillow. High on comfort, low on safety.
That's right.
I wear a mask, and it's not safe.
Because that's what you want. Yeah. That's...
Oh, for crying out.
Doing my best over here. Hey, I'm spending my time making fake Syracuse rosters, not making sure my mask is tight enough.
Golly, I tell you what, the executives at ESPN are going to shut this thing down before 10 a.m.
Yeah, good luck. High on comfort, low on safety.
Oh, my goodness.
Did Drew Brooks, first of all, before we get to Louisville, I want a committee meeting, an on-air production meeting.
Don't make me answer. Don't make me answer for Drew. Don't make me answer for Drew.
Pack, do we want to show this bad Louisville team that Drew Brooks put together?
And here's the problem I have. There are two parts to the Louisville team I have an issue with. Number one, I don't like this team. And number two, Drew Brooks, you put it together, is taking credit like, hey, this team would dominate. All right. Again, we love Luke Hancock. That's a given because he's one of us. But I think Louisville could be better than this. I got to be honest with you. I look at that team and go, man, Louisville got so many guys that you could say, man, look at this team. I don't know about this one.
Where's Purvis Ellison? Where's Wes Unsell? Where is Poncho Wright, the Ville going to Naptown? Where's Rodney McRae? Where's Wes Unsell, Vince Tyra? I mean, Charlie Tyra. Where are we going here?
Or Vince.
What are we doing?
All you need is Hancock, according to Brooks. Just put Hancock on there and you'll be all right.
Look at
I don't know.
Luke Skywalker.
Okay, let's get Hancock. You know what? I tell you what. We should dial Hancock up, who was out big game fishing or something last week, and see if he can give us five. Look at Luke just catching and shooting.
I bet you Hancock's five off the top of his head without any other than the fact the phone rings and you put him on the spot would be better than what Brooks came up with. And Brooks spent 3 days coming up with those five.
No question.
According to Drew, we have Reese Gaines and four guys that can get Reese the ball. That's all we need.
Yeah. I just want to apologize on behalf of the entire Packer and Durham staff to all the Louisville fans that just saw that and went, what are these guys doing?
What
I want to apologize
in the world?
On behalf of the entire staff for that team.
Is by the way, your apology to the Louisville fans also like the four apologies offered to Rashad Greene earlier this week?
Yes, it's that embarrassing. And it hurt me to leave Rashad off, but he's now back on since I now have an AP. So Rashad's back on. But that group right there, Louisville's better than that, in my opinion. Now, let me give you Notre Dame's team. Compliments to Tim Bure. All right? And Bure's,
all right, let's have it.
Bure, being a Notre Dame alum, is perfect for this. So we put him on the spot.
Is Bonzi Wells on this?
Here we go.
Bonzi Colson on this?
Well, and if you let me talk, I'll tell you the five, if you're in the mood. You ready? All right.
Go.
Okay. Austin Carr has to be on there, according to Tim Bure. Adrian Dantley, AD, has to be on there. John Shumate is on there. Wes is not sure about Shumate. Troy Murphy is on the list. Oh, you're going for that, all right? Jerrion Grant is the fifth member of the Tim Bure Notre Dame TBT All Fantasy Team. There you go, West Durham. Have at it. That's Tim Bure special right there. Oh, now you don't talk.
Bonzi Colson?
Nope.
Bonzi Colson?
Nope. No Bonzi.
Toby Knight?
Nope. No Toby Knight. Orlando Woolridge.
Okay.
How about the Big O?
No Orlando Woolridge.
Right?
No Big O, who hit the game winner against Virginia.
Just saying.
Crazy.
I mean, this is why.
It's subjective.
Right. It's subjective, and you're going to have fun. If you try this at home without hurting yourself, you can have some fun with it. So there you go. But I thought Bonzi might have made the cut, too. I've got to be honest with you.
Okay, when we come back, the final segment, and we check in on one of Packer's all-time favorites. Plus, a quarantine confessional with a sand wedge and a dog from the aforementioned Luke Hancock. Final segment of Friday's Packer and Durham next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham, final segment of the week. Again, happy July 4th holiday weekend to everybody. Be safe. Get there one piece if you're traveling. Social distance. Do all the smart things, all right? Just don't go crazy. Don't be stupid because there's some crazy stuff that happens. And if you got pets, as Wes said, I got both Chester and Fuller right here. Tomorrow night's not a great night for the Hounds. I got to be honest with you. Not a great night, but we'll be all right.
Yeah. Tonight might not be a great night either, by the way. Friday night before July 4th, you get some early festivities underway. So if you got pets, take care of them. Make sure they're secured. So because that's a hard night for our animal friends for sure. All right. We got several little things here to get to. And I want to start with the quarantine confessional, if we can, Pack, because I know this is the first time we've seen a golf club and a dog in a quarantine confessional. Here's
Mr. Mark Packer, Mr. Wes Durham. What's up, guys? I hope quarantine has been treating you right. You know, as I was getting ready to do this video, I started thinking, the last time I saw you guys, ACC tournament, hearts just filled with joy. Best time of the year is tourney time. Starts up in Greensboro, my first ACC network experience working the tournament. And then I gotta say, it's been downhill ever since. But I tried to do my quarantine like Kelly did and read a bunch of books, or I was gonna work out and work on my golf game like Eric would, but I kind of settled for doing more of what Monica did, eating some good food just like those ice cream sandwiches. But what I did do, I spent a lot of time out here with my man Vincent, and he loves to play fetch with golf balls. So my quarantine confession, I'm like Eric, I haven't gotten any better. But my man Vinny loves to play fetch. So hope you guys are doing great. See you soon.
Like it. Liked everything about that. The only thing missing was Eric Wood on the rider mower in the background. If you could have gotten a shot of Eric Wood mowing Luke's yard, that would have been the best part about it. But I like that one. Anytime you got man, dog, and golf, and you tie it all in together, that is an A-plus effort by Luke Hancock. Outstanding work.
Yeah. Thank you, Luke. That was tremendous. By the way, we move on to something that I don't think you have seen, have you?
I don't know what you're getting ready to throw on me. I really don't.
Mark Packer's favorite player from a year ago is back in the gym, kids.
Cassius?
Here we go.
Oh, please. Man, this dude is a freak right here. That's my guy right there. What he didn't tell you was that goal is not 7 feet high. That's my guy right there.
Can we see that one more time, by the way?
I love this dude.
Just for Packers reactions.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Seriously.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
Nate
what.
James.
If we had Tiana's Nerf goal, I couldn't do that on Tiana's Nerf goal.
No, you couldn't. No. By the way, you would... wait, one more. Now, this is...
Oh, man.
Behind both legs, by the way. Now, can I tell you that Nate James responded to this on Cassius's Instagram account by saying, I've seen you do better.
Hey, he's got so many that, I'm happy for him going to the next level, but I would have loved to have seen him one more year at Duke. I'm just saying. That's just me. That's nothing but selfishness for me because I loved watching him play. Loved watching him play. Hey, can I give a shout out real quick? I know we got stuff to do here. This will be very quick. Hoover, who is the longtime athletic trainer at Clemson, head athletic trainer at Clemson. Today, Fred Hoover turns 90 years young. So, Fred, happy birthday, man. You've done an incredible job, and everybody loves you down there in Tigertown. 90 years young. So, happy birthday and enjoy it. So, shout out to Fred. Taking care of business there.
Happy birthday, Fred. You're an institution with the Tigers and in the ACC. By the way, somebody just wanted to know what you think your vertical might be.
About 4, maybe 5 inches.
Okay, good.
Being honest, 4 or 5 inches.
Okay.
It really depends on how far up you place the barbecue sandwich. I might be able to get, if you put it so much out of my reach, I might be able to give you maybe double digits. But you know, at my age, you know what? The problem isn't getting up, Wes. The problem is landing. That's the problem.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Another note of an event that is a staple on this holiday weekend, and that is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest from Coney Island, which typically, as you know, takes place on the boardwalk. Joey Chestnut, who says he predicts a brand new hot dog world record because this year's event is going to be air conditioned. They're moving it indoors rather than on the boardwalk at Coney Island. And Joey has told TMZ Sports that he's looking to break his own world record in the hot dog eating contest pack.
I believe that is 74. I think it's the number. I interviewed him once, and that's the only reason I know that number. I think it's 74. Mm-hmm. He ate in 10 minutes. I think that's what the time number is, which is just insane.
Yeah.
And one of the great phrases in television comes from that event, Wes. It's called reversal of fortune. And I've always thought that was an incredibly creative term. And how that is done on television, if you've never watched it, you should, because you'll laugh and it's unbelievable. But I love to eat, but man, those folks are on a different stratosphere of what they do. That is just crazy. But Joey Chestnut, and when you meet him, you kind of look at him like, you know, when you meet him for the first time, you kind of look down and say, oh, what's the big deal? How do you do that? I mean, how do you eat 70 some odd hot dogs in 10 minutes? And it's not just hot dogs. I eat everything, consume everything whole. I think about 3 is about my number. After 3, I'm done.
Joey says there's a bit of a bonus because they're eating in air conditioning and there'll be less competitors, so they're making less hot dogs, so they might taste better. There's a good chance we might have better conditions for a world record, and I'm going to be pushing for it, was the quote he had in a prepared statement, by the way. So.
I didn't know you would be able to taste them. I think when you're eating 74 and 10, I don't think you're going for quality, are you? Like, oh, boy, that was outstanding wiener. I don't think that's where you're going, are you?
Yeah. I'm not really sure if you're looking for the packaged frozen hot dog or the red hot fresh off the grill, right?
Well, I mean, Nathan's hot dogs, they're legendary if you've ever had one. By the way, what's your go-to with the dog? I mean, when you go order a dog at a ballpark or whatever, what do you put on it? What's your perfect hot dog?
Well, if I'm at a baseball game, it's mustard and sauerkraut. If it's something that I'm buying at a restaurant or something, I'm getting chili and slaw. I'm a chili and slaw guy.
Chili and slaw. All right. I'm not a sauerkraut guy. That doesn't work. Doesn't work for me.
I understand. We're back on Monday, by the way, looking at the most influential athletes right now in the ACC based on the actions of people like Marvin Wilson. We just talked to Lexi Joseph today. Hope you'll join us for Monday at 8 o'clock here on Packer and Durham, plus the news of the holiday weekend as well. And we'll check in on the power of the paw. Good luck to Tevin Mack and all those Clemson guys, as well as folks from Syracuse and Boston College and other ACC representatives in the TBT that starts tomorrow on the ESPN family of networks. Thanks to Josh Macri. Remember, high on comfort and low on safety.
And also, good luck to Doc Redman. Good luck to Doc Redman, who, by the way, is a tied for the lead in the first round. He's an old guy that was on this show years ago. And we had a legendary interview with him. So Doc Redman off to a good start. And the ACC's been pretty strong here on the PGA Tour the last couple weeks. So we'll see what happens on that front.
Packer and Durham.